Let's talk more about this region and even talk a little bit about sheep, which is what this area relied on in years past.
The saying goes, you know, the country rode on the sheep's back. And this particular area, once upon a time driving out here, the paddocks would have been filled. Not so much the case anymore, and we'll have a chat about that. But Mark O'Brien joins me. He's from the Southwest Natural Resource Management Group. Mark, it's pretty busy downtown. You can't get a car park. There's a few caravans. There's all these beautiful women in front of us. What's happening in Charleville at the moment?
We're seriously outnumbered by the QCWA. So as well as welcoming you and Craig to Charleville, thank you, ABC, for coming. We've got all these women from the QCWA, welcome. And I think there's a football carnival on as well, so there's people everywhere. So it's a busy street. It's great.
It's wonderful to see. And we'll have a chat about what that means to have full sure. streets as yep. we talk about the sheep industry. But of course, most people would have heard about Southwest NRM because of the cluster fencing that's going on. You've funded it for about 3 years now. Are you starting to see it pay dividends?
It is. Most of it's anecdotal at this stage, but we have a five-year program, a funded program for evaluation and monitoring, which has already started. Two of the clusters have finished and closed. Two of them are close to finishing, and three more are in the early stages. So we'll have seven, and it's worth remembering these are trials, so they are deliberately spread across our region. Not all in the good high production sheep country, but the reason is we want to see what the impact of the cluster fencing is in each of those environments.
And what are you hearing so far from the graziers that were on the front foot a couple of years ago?
Sure. Look, initially, as obviously primarily or in the back of our minds, there was always the idea that this might be good financially. But a lot of the motivation originally for Southwest NRM was about the environment, because we were getting belted by some pests and some weeds, and then the graziers were struggling as well. So the land was just struggling to keep up. So it was really an environmental motivator to start with. But what's happened is, as soon as we put the fences up, and everybody sort of, it's logical to do it. So as soon as we put the fences up, we started to see management of competitors for grass, and that includes some of the macropods. So we really could encourage the grazers then to get stuck into total grazing pressure, and that's the byword, if you like, total grazing pressure. They can manage their place much better. The initial anecdotal evidence we're seeing, as well as people buying sheep, which they never would have done before, we're actually seeing things like koala populations increasing. We're seeing betons that we never saw before. So we're actually seeing some serious environmental response straight away. That surprised us. We thought it would have been the productive pickup. And look, we're expecting somewhere between 50 and 90% productivity improvement. This is serious stuff. We want to be able to prove that to the community and to the government that that's why it's worth investing in.
Wow. And as you say, all those environmental things that many people might not be aware of.
Sure.
Saying all that, can you put a dollar figure on it? Can you put a dollar figure on how much a fence would improve land?
Sure. Let me give you this example. 15 years ago, before the Goat Works was built in Charleville, the Queensland government spent $15, $16 million a year trying to eradicate them as a pest. An investor came to town and turned it into a $40 million a year business. That's the sort of turnaround that we can see in the sheep and wool industry, but I think the impact in our communities will be much greater than that as well, as everybody realises the shearing that is attached to the sheep and wool industry brings enormous resources and expenditure to our communities. And my measure of success for this exercise will be when we see a shearing team back in places like Morven and Bolin, because that'll make all the difference to those communities.
It's interesting that you say that, because so often we focus on the economic benefits, the environmental benefits, but it's also that social benefit that you're talking about. I mean, we're downtown Charleville this morning. Mm-hmm. Paint me a picture of what you think it would look like, how it would be different if there was the same amount of sheep now that, say, there were 20 years ago.
Sure. And I can give you that number, Lydia. About 15, 20 years ago, there were 3 million sheep in what we'd call the southwest. There is now under 200,000. So there's less than 200,000 have to be shorn as opposed to 3 million. The difference is that places like Karoni's Hotel, straight across the road here, that's been closed now for months, wouldn't be closed. It would be a thriving centre of activity. Shops that have closed in recent times wouldn't have closed because the business would have been sufficient for them to keep open. We would probably have, and I say this because these ladies are here, but I say it seriously, we would have probably a more vibrant QCWA branch in Charleville than we have, even though it is very vibrant. I've been to many of their meetings back in the day when I used to chair their meetings as mayor.
And eaten a few scones, no doubt.
Don't start the scone thing. Haven't you heard these ladies aren't about scones, they're about all sorts of other stuff. So I heard your message. I got your message, ladies.
And that is one thing that I know Craig's very excited to talk to about, the ladies. I was lucky enough to be on the bus with them earlier, and they are all so excited to be here and to spend a few dollars and to get that community spirit happening. So, Mark, they appreciate you being here, and ladies, Mark appreciates you being here.
Oh, they really do. And we'll meet a few of these CWA ladies because it sounds like they've been having an absolute ball over the past few days, but seeing some really interesting parts of Queensland that some may have never seen before, and to get a real indication as to how the drought has affected so many parts of Queensland this year.